Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Show, and this is John Christie speaking to you from somewhere near Liverpool in the United Kingdom. And this is a worldwide co-creation, and we have guests from all around the world. Today we have the lovely Laura Peerett, and welcome return for Laura, because she's a beautiful light worker who has her own healing system, the Light Process. And she's passionate about helping you to heal and transform your life to experience your own true light and joy. So if you'd like to call in after we brought Laura on, the guest calling number is 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. And it's great to be here today. And we're going to have a great big group hug. So everybody get together, a big group hug, and here's your cosmic kiss. Oh, lovely. Because we're going to send love, light, and healing out to all mankind. But before we do that, I'd like you to just close your eyes just for a moment and see the most beautiful, perfect you that you can envisage, and know that that is the real you. Thank you. Okay, well, right, we're going to go right over to Oregon and join up with our Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, John Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. And we're excited to have our guest, Laura Peerett, joining us again. And, yeah, we're excited.
We are.
Yes.
So, before we actually bring Laura on, we're going to play a song that she requested, and it's called Dream Your Wings. So, here we go.
I'm flying.
For requesting. And me too. Right. I've flown away, I think. No, I'm back. Okay, then. And we're going to bring Laura on right now. Are you there, Laura?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Welcome
How are
back
you?
To the show. Fine. Are you?
Thank you.
Welcome back, Laura. How are you?
Thank you. I am flying for sure. I am very excited to be here and full of joy and gratitude.
We are too. Oh, so you're going to talk to us about your language of light and which facilitates accelerated healing, removal of blocks, cellular repatterning, and enhanced intuition. Is that right?
Definitely. I will talk about that and, you know, do healings for callers. Can I take a moment and talk a little about synchronicity? Because that's really how that song came through.
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when Jeannie asked me if there were some songs I wanted, honestly, as a channel, if I have a quiet space in my day, I don't put a lot of music on because I'm just trying to listen. My job is to be a listener and bring through, that information. So I mostly have meditation music or, something that's very quiet and background sort of thing. So I was praying in the bathtub the other night. Okay, I need a song. I have a deadline. I need something I can offer to the show. And I just put it out there. And after that, the Brotherhood of Light came in and gave me a beautiful message. And then the next morning, one of the first emails I had was a Google Plus share from a dear friend of mine that's a light worker here. I didn't even know she did music. And it was that song. Being shared, and I called to ask her permission to use it and get the MP3 file, and she said, it's so weird because I did that 4 years ago and never posted it, but I just was prompted to put it out there. And so that
What's
was
her
the
name?
Answer to my prayer. Her name is Cesarina Trone, and she's a beautiful light worker, and she has a radio show also on Blog Talk Radio with Centauri Green from the UK. So she's here in America, in Cincinnati, where I am. So I just thought the synchronicity of that. I want to remind people, ask and it shall be given. I didn't have a clue what music to put out there. Prayed for something to show up and reveal itself, and it did in the timing I needed. And then it turned out to be where she was prompted for something that she had made 4 years ago to put it out. It's time. And she said the reason she was prompted is they told her it was right for the equinox. And so that's what we want to talk about today, too, is the energy of both in the Northern Hemisphere, people moving into fall and winter and the introspection and the ability to really take the time to go inside and feel your own vibration out of the busyness of life and start to look at what are you allowing in your life still, what thoughts, feelings, beliefs, fears, limiting abilities and thoughts are restricting
you from
flying.
It's a time of renewal, isn't it?
Yes, from flying and dreaming. So the other image that I was given by my guides this week before the show was, after I got that song, was, so many of us are living life on a tightrope. We're so afraid to step out of the box, to go a little too far afield, or even to follow our passions or to try something we're not necessarily really good at because we're so afraid to fail and we've been programmed from childhood to do something well. And that was really being shown to me that we're so busy looking down and afraid of falling. And it's about looking up and realizing you have wings to fly. And it's time to start to pay attention to those wings. You don't have to worry about falling off that tightrope you're walking. Just leap up in the air and fly. And all the space around that tightrope is fair game then. So as we are moving into these new earth energies, old templates are being activated from previous lifetimes. So you don't actually have to do the full learning curve. If you just start something you feel called to, it's likely to already have the embedded or innate ability there, but you kind of have to just prime the pump and get it going a little. And so that's what I've been was shown this week. And then for those in the southern hemispheres moving into spring and summer, it's just that renewal, rebirth, the ripening of the fruit of life. So what did you make room for in your period of introspection and cleansing and clearing through the dark, months of winter? And what are you ready to let in your life now in that space you've created? So very intentional, releasing and receiving.
A time of renewal.
That's what the guide said to share today.
That's brilliant. Okay, well, do you want to take
yes,
a trailer?
The equinox is
sorry.
Today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
So we're on the cusp of preparing
right.
for that, and that's what I want everyone to just really, really give permission in your own hearts to receive whatever it is that you need uniquely for you and to ask your higher selves to direct that. You know, I love Jeannie's intro where she says this is a co-creation because
mm-hmm.
healing doesn't happen to you. It's not what somebody else is a healer doing something to you. Somebody else is a facilitator assisting you in self-healing. But it's all in your authority and your permission, your choice.
Yes, of course.
Thus helping us to take 100% responsibility for
right.
every aspect of our lives. Yeah.
And to realize
our finances,
really
love life, and everything.
Yeah, nobody can do something to you don't give permission for.
That's right.
You know, it's important to be in your power about that and to recognize that. Everything's a co-creation when you lend your energy to it and you give your permission. And that's what we're moving into is so much more of those
mm-hmm.
Where we blend our energies and it becomes a group mandala. And we're doing that on the show. And then at the end of the show, it's like in the Tibetan mandalas made of sand where you blow it back to the winds. And at the end of the show, we'll release this mandala that we're creating in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our energies will go and create mandalas with someone else doing something else that we feel we want to lend our heart energy to.
And another thing to celebrate tomorrow is my birthday.
Hey, happy Ooh. Birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy
you
birthday.
Know, I was an equinox baby.
Yes, you were.
Oh.
I just had my twins home for the weekend, and we were celebrating theirs on the 21st, on the 20th, their birthday.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, it's great. And then you asked me if I would speak about light language, just for people who may not
Ooh, yeah.
know, because that'll come up, and if you haven't had a little prompt, you might not recognize it. Light language is the language that we speak. And we don't necessarily need vocal cords when we're even in energetic form, not in physical form. But it's a language that we use through sound, light, color, energy in all of our expressions when we're not in this form with this veil where we forget it. So it doesn't require a voice. It comes off the energy field. It comes through signing of the hands. You could even think of crop circles as light language. Light language is a communication from source. Through light, sound, energy, gestures, sacred geometries, you know, it's many things. But we will be using it, since you can't see me, and all the signing and the full body expression, you'll be hearing it as sound. And it is healing, and it is multidimensional. So in the quantum, we're all entangled. We're all part of the oneness, whether you feel that connection or not, it is there. And as you expand through gratitude and love and openness, those higher vibrations, and you let go of that contracted space of, you know, lack and fear and, you know, not enough, whatever, you know, I'm not enough, I don't have enough, that kind of thinking that holds us in a contracted state, you expand, and as you expand, you raise your frequency, and as you do that, it gets easier and easier to connect to your own higher self, to your I Am presence, to the God source of all, but you're never not connected to that. What gets easier is your ability to feel that. So light
yeah.
language is a way that bypasses the mind, goes directly into your cellular DNA encodements, and helps you release what you're ready to release, and receive what you're ready to receive, and it'll be unique for each person.
And I thought it was interesting, last time you were on the show, Laura, there are other people who also do light language, and one of them is Miss Magical, and
uh-huh.
and she called in, and because I thought it'd be interesting to see if you could understand each other. But in fact, just as on Earth, there's different dialects and different languages coming from different parts of the universe, and so you know, possibly maybe at a subatomic level, you might have understood each other, but...
Sure. And that's
sorry.
True. As the guest, that's true. And the guest today will also understand it at that cellular heart level. So you may not have a translation, and I've asked for translations, and there are people who do translate light language. I've been told if I really need to be in that mind space of translation, that the energy of it will diminish because it has to slow down and get linear to come out as mm-hmm. words. So often people will translate a gist and interpret a, it's just like channeling, you'll get an, or people who are clairsentient where they, or not sentient, what is the one where you get the whole idea all at once in an instant? Claircognizant. So sometimes people speaking light language will get the whole information packet about it, but I don't, and it won't limit you one bit if you don't.
Right.
Okay.
Hmm. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. And cool. Do you want to take a caller now?
Sure. And I also want to invite the callers and let them know, I do definitely do private sessions and custom CDs and such, but there's a great deal of free information and more importantly, perhaps free healing on my website. So if you just go and put in your email in that little chalkboard-looking sidebar form, you will get a daily dose of love, which is light language, 5 to 15-minute little transmissions of light language every day for 192 days. So it's a 6.5-month healing journey. And I just want to let you know that is free, and you can go at your own pace, but you'll get an email a day mm-hmm. if you sign up for that.
And you can obtain that through your website, right?
www.laurapierrot.com. Sorry, I was just about to give that out. Okay, so it's
laurapierrot.com. Right, and lots of healing archives, you know, radio show archives. So I just want to let people know there's a lot of free healing accessible on the website, and you can just go forge through and find what you feel guided to.
Well, that's brilliant, isn't it? And, of course, the healing is free today, so if anybody would like to call in, and in fact, we do have several callers on the switchboard now, and if you want to bring area code 210 on, Gary, that would be brilliant.
I can do that, and yes, I want to encourage everyone, feel free to call in with any questions for Laura at 646-929-0461, and if you're from outside the U.S., put 001 in front of that, 646-929-0461, and we'll go to the 210 area code. We'll bring them on air. 210, you're on air with Laura. What's your first name, and where are you calling from?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Pearl.
Hello.
You've been in the chat room before, haven't you, Pearl? Texas Pearl.
I have been in the chat room before. I love your show, and I'm actually especially a follower of Laura Pierrot. I think she's wonderful.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thanks. What can we do for you or with you today?
Well, my mother's been recently diagnosed with kidney cancer, and I didn't know if I don't know that she's open to this type of healing. She's open to healing and prayers, but I don't know if she's on at this level or not. So I was going to see what you recommended that I could do for her.
Well, mainly love her and just be there for her to proceed through her journey in her way. And, you know, just be respectful. And it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, bring your ways through and offer them and suggest. But, you know, if you know what she's comfortable with, just honor her. And, you know, it's one of the hardest things. My mom had a stroke 2.5 years ago. And I found myself, you know, when she was in a nursing home in a wheelchair, showing up, wanting it to be different, wanting her to be better, faster. And at some point, you know, you're – process, you get a lot of clarity of how much you're struggling with that, with wanting it to be, wanting to have some control over that situation and the outcome of it. And when I really settled down and just was present with her as it was, where she is, and accepted that, our visits got so much sweeter and richer. And you know, it's got to be something you look forward to, just going to be with her and not trying to change something every time. So I would just say, first of all, get really clear. This is her journey, and your role in that is to love her where she is and support her in her way. So when I was a volunteer at hospice, I found often families would be standing around feeling helpless. There was nothing they could do. from their point of view. And I would teach them some healing touch, very simple things, just to stroke the energy field over the person, almost like you would stroke a cat, you know, start at the head and work down. And that does help to remove and clear the energies. And if you don't know how to do healing, it doesn't matter, because if you just set the intention and you just want to bring them comfort and you meet them from a space of compassion and love, they're going to feel that love, because love is the most powerful healing, you know, energy. But it does sometimes help to just stroke through and remove from the top all the way down and off the feet, you know, any clutter or debris energetically. And that helps the body restore its balance so it can heal itself. And other than that, you know, talk to her. Just tell her how much she means to you and ask her how you can help her, what she would like from you.
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. How would she like to be supported? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
okay.
Beyond that, prayers. You know, I saw that you put it out on Facebook, and I was joining you in prayer, as were I'm sure many others. And I really do believe in the power of prayer and group prayer, where you put it out because it's magnified. Sure.
You know, I even forgot that I put that out last week. You kind of been in a blur.
I'm sure. Well, I mean, it's a really scary thing to go through, watching someone that you love, first of all, suffer, and second of all, not knowing the outcome and how much longer they'll be with you, or if there's going to be some radical cure that you can bring their way, but they won't listen to it. They're not open to it. It's a very difficult thing to be present when the person isn't necessarily of your you know, mindset to where you can share and communicate what you're most excited and enthusiastic about offering.
Well, as you know, I've had cancer twice. And I'm in total remission 7 years later, and I found some things, and that's the difficult part for me, is that I know things that will help her without a doubt, such as you, but I don't think that she'll be open to that. So being present is going to be my challenge.
Right, and I'll tell you what got me on this journey. My mother had a death experience when she was 5. She drowned as a child and was brought back. So she had seen the light, you know, and she felt God's love, and she said dying was the most beautiful moment of her life. But I never understood that. I hadn't been through that. I wasn't particularly spiritual back then. And she sent me a book. I think it was Embraced by the Light, or one of those Rosemary Altea books and something. And she said, I know this isn't something you're interested in, and it doesn't mean anything to you, but I'm going to ask you if you would read it for me, because I think it'll help you understand me better. Well, when she took the pressure off me having to agree with her or join her in what we considered her eccentricities, you know, I had become the person I never wanted to be, you know, people who scared me, you know. because I just didn't have a frame of reference for it, you know. And so when she took the pressure off me needing to validate it or agree with it, and put it in the context of, you know, maybe you'll just understand me better if you read this. That was something I really did want to understand her better. Do you see? So that became a book, and then I bought one and sent back to her, and it was like, you know, one of those after-death books, and she sent it back and said, thanks, been there, done that, don't need the book. But it began a conversation and a healing journey for both of us. Now, your mom may be, you know, honey, I don't know what you're into, but that's just, you know, not my thing. And then you can be okay with that because you tried. And then you just, you know, really get behind her where she is.
Okay.
Because
okay.
That's what
I'll
love
do that
is.
Then.
I mean, how would you feel if the role was reversed? Wouldn't you want her to support you in the way you believe and the way you feel gives you empowerment through your
healing
crisis?
Oh, without a doubt. Without
yeah.
a doubt. And
that's what,
when I was ill, that's what I felt was pure love for the first time in my life.
Yeah, and that's really the thing that you can offer her that's most healing, is your love and support and being there for her, because it's a scary time for her too, obviously.
Okay. All right, great advice. Thank you so much.
All right. Love you, dear.
Thank you. All right, love you,
you
too.
Know,
thank you.
Yeah, and
yes?
If you guys want a little group prayer, can we offer that? So,
yes,
I mean, I can
yes.
offer a little light language, and everybody
oh,
just
course.
Kind of, can we
yeah,
just
that'd be
do
great.
A group? All right. If everybody on the call would just open your heart. And obviously, Texas Pearl isn't her real name, but that's okay. We'll just send it through to that nomenclature, whatever you call that, the nickname.
Pearl.
yeah. And you know, Spirit knows who we are. Okay. Remember, this is for her mother and her, their relationship, but really for her mother to be able to, you know, be at peace and go through her healing journey, whatever that is for her, the perfect journey for her soul. And sometimes, you know, a healing is not a cure, but it's a peaceful journey through what your soul needs to experience. So let's remember, this is for both Pearl and her mom. Ki hato kaiwa, hato ki haso ki hawako, shehe te ki hawa mahatakai, he ki hawako te ki ha. Hatukasi, hatukasaka, hatukasaka, sasa. Mane eki anakotene kiwa. Aki hakotaka sa. Hatatakatata. Shumha ki hanokai. Homakata kasa. Shehe tiki hanoka. Subakai, anakai, alakai. Amakai wakochi wakotakasa. Mane e sikia wakotakasa. Shum 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 shishi shishi shasha shasha. Aki awakotakasa. Behe tikai. Hapakante e tiki, hakai, otakai, omakai, elekia, obakai wakochi, awakotaka, habakia, sokai, elekia, mahasa, hata e sakai, omakai, alakia lokotakasa, behe tikai wakotakasa, alakia lokoyawa, mosi kaiwakoshi akota, behe tikai, halakia lokoyawakoshi, akai, omakai. Alakai, Makai, Alaki, Alapo Takasa. Al Ama, Ana, Ala, Ana, Om Makala. Aleki, Alokaiwa, Otakasa, Ana, Ala. I'll tell you the imagery that came with that is, and I don't know if your mom's a foodie or if this is a, if this is a metaphor, but I was seeing you bringing in like her favorite food, like fresh fruit or chocolate or, you know, things that just brighten her day because she sees the message. I know who you are. I know what your favorite things are, and I'm going to provide them as a treat. So when you show up with something that is just a reflection of how well you know her and honor her.
Okay. I will do that.
Little sweet surprises.
Okay, I can do that.
I don't mean sweet sugar sweet. I mean sweet kindness. You know, it might be sugar sweet, but I mean, you know, when you visit her, just a indication that you really see her for who she is, and you've been paying attention, and you know what she likes.
Excellent. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
Great
so
advice.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Phil, and thank you for the lovely advice, Laura. That was lovely.
Thanks.
And do you want to take another caller straight away?
Sure.
Okay, then. So we've got area code 713. You're live on air with Laura Pirat. And could you tell me your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Tanya. Hello, everybody, and I'm calling from Texas.
Hi, Tanya. We have two Texas in a row. How about that?
Hi, Tanya.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Welcome. Wonderful. How may we serve you today?
Well, I was trying to, if it can be done, I'm not sure. I need to know when am I going to finally get a job, a permanent job, a full-time job.
Okay, well, I don't know if you realize, I don't do actual psychic readings. I don't know if Jeannie does or the co-host or not.
Yeah.
Do you?
It depends on if I just get anything when somebody rings in.
Okay. Well, I don't do readings. I do healings. But what we can do is work with the energy around the fear you may be experiencing, the lack consciousness about, you know, are you of the vibration to magnetically draw that job that's really wonderful and perfect for you? And, of course, honoring divine timing. Or are you holding a fear of paying the next bills and, you know, supporting a family and that sort of energy maybe dominating your vibration?
Okay.
Which, are you having that energy dominate your vibration right now?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you're not in fear and you're not in lack. And what steps have you taken then?
What do you mean?
Get a new job.
Oh, well, I'm applying. Your normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm applying.
And how long have you been looking for a new job?
For 3 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so there has to be some kind of a energetic block there. Because, I mean, assuming you're trying on a regular and ongoing basis, something should be coming forward. So let's at least address the energy. So I'm going to tune into you. I'm sorry, tell me your name, Tanya, I see, but let me just tune into your vibration. See if we can get... All right, if you had to answer this question, how would your life be different if you had a job tomorrow?
How would my life be different? It would be much more relaxing and not intense. I don't want to use the word intense, but the opposite.
Okay. Do you have somebody then supporting you for these 3 years you're not working?
Well, I'm married, but we're both in
okay. The
same situation.
Okay. So neither of you has a job right now, you mean?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm feeling the energy around your solar plexus, which is the power center, which would tell me there is some fear there, some sense of powerlessness. And certainly that would be, you know, we look at our reality as truth. And so if you've been looking for a job for 3 years, you're going to really start to feel kind of powerless and diminished in your in the reality of having that change. So what I want to do is shake the whole thing up, because you've kind of got some stuck belief around that now, that, you know, it's hard to get a job. And it's like that inspired motivation. You come out of college ready to just jump. I mean, you can't wait to get out there and have a job and make a difference in the world and all that. I don't feel like that's the energy behind you right now.
Well, no. I mean.
Right? Okay, so we got to get some inspiration, some energy of empowerment, and knowing that you have a gift to give this world. And it doesn't matter. Like, people think that they have to have some, you know, fancy title and a big salary to make their gift in the world, like some impactful thing. Oh, my gosh, I think some of the most amazing people are the checkers who deal all day long with being kind and considerate and patient with people who are coming through their line, not being very kind, considerate, and patient to them. You know what I mean? So sometimes the gift is your energy where it's needed, and the light that you're putting there every day to a lot of people. So I just want, let's work with this energy again. You really fired up. What is it you want to do?
Well, I have been, I during this time, I haven't just been sitting here idle. I've had friends and family members who have been sick and shut in or have passed away and gone in transition. So I've been there for them physically as well, encouragement. So it's not like I'm sitting here moping every day. It's just things
good.
Have kind of
That's
got,
good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm feeling a lot of tension in the jaw, like frustration and stuff. I'm feeling that solar plexus energy. So back to the question, what would really be exciting to you? What would you love to do?
To get back to work.
Okay, but not just, I mean, what is your soul
to be
want
around
to do?
People. That's, I enjoy being,
people.
I'm a people person, so I enjoy being around in that atmosphere, doing what I can do best.
What can you do best?
Encouragement, motivation.
Okay. So, boy, I would definitely have you call and get a reading. Or, you know, a lot of these Blog Talk Radio shows have free readings, and I apologize I don't do that. But I read the energy, and right now the energy I'm reading is some stuck and blocked. But also lack of clarity. It's kind of like right now you have this idea that I just need a job rather than I have this gift and I want to give it. And that's when spirit wants to really put you somewhere where you can use your gift, when you're excited, enthusiastic, and you're empowered for being that light where it's needed. So you've got this wonderful love of people and this great desire to inspire and motivate and be with people. I mean, I wonder if there's even a couple classes you could take while you're not working, you know, that could get you certified to either be a counselor or work with kids in school or work with even the idea of, what do you call that, job assessments, you know, where you take the tests and figure out. Because if you're a people person and you can motivate people, you could literally be helping people turn their lives around where you're stuck because you've been there for 3 years, you
right.
know. Mm-hmm. And you know what that feels like. So, you know, help people get those, I can't think what they're called, their assessment tests for career.
Yeah,
aptitude.
I know, I've taken them.
Yeah.
I've taken a couple
so,
of them.
So, you know, if there's some training you could get, anything, but you got to get clarity. What do you really want to do? Not just, I need a job. Do you see? I need
yeah,
a job. I'll take anything. Huh?
Live your passion. Find out what your passion is and live it.
Oh,
exactly.
I know what my passion is. I mean, what I've been in the field for, I've been in it for 25 years.
And what is that?
I've been in healthcare, helping pediatrics.
Okay, awesome. So if you're not finding any doorways there, use a back door. Find a way to get into that helping, caring, loving, inspiring people in some other way. And maybe you'll get back into pediatrics or, you know, volunteer some at a pediatric place where by the time they get to know you and see how you work with the kids, then you're going to be a shoo-in for the next opportunity. Mm-hmm. You see? You know, I always went in a back door. I was a photojournalist, and I had no training. I came out of a marketing, you know, with a marketing major, but decided I wanted to be a photojournalist. Well, I just made myself useful. I went and shot pictures and dropped them off at the desk of the newspaper I wanted to work at. Didn't ask for a job. Just said, maybe you can run these sometime this week. Well, before long, they were like, man, we need this girl. She's bringing us work every day. You see, and I got the job. So, you know, sometimes you can, with the free time that you have, ingratiate yourself in some way by demonstrating that they can't live without you.
Mm-hmm.
And what an asset you are to them. And that's how you get in the back door. Okay, so, you know, I've been yakking around the issues here, and certainly meditation and prayer is good to add to this. But let's get some energy work going. And to anyone else who feels stuck and frustrated that you want something desperately, you want, be it a job, a relationship, or a peaceful resolution, or whatever it is that you just feel like you keep asking for and it's not showing up in your life. What we want to do is clean out the cobwebs. Okay, this is part of that renewal energy we're talking about. So I want you to be willing to release whatever it is that has you stuck, feeling stuck, because we're not ever really stuck. It's just a perception. You know, we actually are divine masters. We're already ascended. We're multidimensional beings, and our truer reality, we're already exactly where we're trying to remember ourselves as now. So let's just work with really clearing out the cobwebs. It's not a good Halloween image right now. For everybody on the call and whatever area of life, you need to clean out some cobwebs so that you open the energy, you create a space, a sparkling, pristine, shiny space. So, Tanya, I want you to get rid of all the thoughts that you have had that go around the issue of not being able to get a job. I just want you to throw, you know, like on a computer, you grab a whole file and throw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. I want you to do that, and then I want you to go up and click that empty trash button. Same thing for everybody listening. Get a metaphor that works for you. Clean out the cobwebs, throw it in the trash, like on a computer software. You want to get rid of all the old thoughts, and you want to create a really clean, clear field to seed with pure, clear intention for what you want, and be very specific. How you want to feel, not just what you want, like, I want a job, I want this much money, I want to work with good people, I want to work where I'm respected, I want it to be fulfilling and meaningful work, I want to be able to use my gifts there and my passions, and I want it to be a soul expression for me. So, yes, all that, but then you also want to say, I want to feel excited every morning when I go to work about being there. I want to feel valued and respected, and I want to make a difference in people's lives, and I want to see a reflection of that in their smiles. You know, I want to see people I help light up. You know, you want to have a feeling state You know, I want to feel secure. I want to feel financially secure. I want my thoughts to be on the creativity and inspiration that I can bring that next day instead of about the worry about how am I going to pay my bills. So, you know, get really clear and specific and imagine like a plowed field and let all these new seeds we're going to bring in, these light codes, plant this pristine field so that you can harvest the outcome. Okay?
Okay.
Ready for a ride?
Mm-hmm.
All right, girlfriend. And let's get some joy in there. You know what? I'm feeling like we need to bridge your husband or partner in this because this needs to be something that flows in your whole home. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Unfortunately, he's sleeping.
Oh, not no, no. You don't have to wake him up, honey. I just mean like at a higher self level.
Oh.
Let's get that. Let's get that. We know we're a unity of one. We're a couple. We're empowered to make change in our lives, and that at the higher self level, the two of you are working together in partnership and supporting each other, and you're both taking this vision that we're working on now as true and possible and ready to ripen on the vine. Okay, for picking.
Okay.
Here comes that joy. Aki akotaka sa 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 sa. Ki hawa kotaka sika. Hataka ta 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 ta. Ooh, she hawa ko she hawa. You feel that in the root chakra? Mine's clenching like kegels. Kiki hawa kotaka sika. Mbaha sa sa. Hey, hey, sa, 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 sa. And I want you to repeat just once, really affirm, I have so much to give.
I have so much to give.
The reason I want a job is I want to give it.
The reason why I want a job is because I want to give it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Allah, 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 Allah. Aki awa kota kashi. Sha, 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 sha. I am inspired.
I am inspired.
Oh, my gosh, I have so much to give.
Oh, my gosh, I have so much to give.
I am so remembering who I am.
I am so remembering who I am.
I can hardly sit still.
I can hardly sit still.
I am motivated.
I am motivated.
By the joy of the potential.
By the joy of the potential.
Knocking on my door.
Knocking at my door.
I cannot wait to open that door and dress up and go out there and do this job.
I cannot.
Go ahead. I cannot wait.
I cannot wait to
open that door.
Open up that door.
To dress up.
And dress up.
Put on my smiley face.
Put on my smiley face.
Wearing that radiant heart.
Wearing that radiant heart.
And go out and make a difference in people's lives.
And go out and make a difference in people's lives.
And holy cow, look at that paycheck that I get in exchange.
Ooh. Lord have mercy. Thank you for this wonderful paycheck.
Doesn't that feel good?
Doesn't that feel good? Yes, it does.
I am so grateful to be living my life this way.
I am so grateful to be living my life this way.
What an amazing exchange. I get to go to work and be joyful, expansive me, and get paid for it.
What a joyful.
Your own words, honey. You get, you get the gist.
Okay.
Your own words are fine.
Okay, what a joyful experience this has been in my life, and that I get to share it with other people with joy and happiness and love.
And I get paid for it.
And I get paid for it.
What a deal. I love it.
Yeah.
I feel it. I choose it. Not I want it. Not I need it. I choose it. I create it. I manifest it now.
I choose it. I create it. I manifest it now.
Yes. I
and
agree.
And maybe you could find something to do with your husband. You know, you said he was in the same position looking for a job.
Yeah, he's been injured on his job. So right now he's
He's
mobile but not to the capacity.
But also, Tanya, you might have been at where you are now to help the people that you helped who passed over and who needed your help as well at that time.
That's right. I agree. I really feel that. I really do.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was just saying maybe you were kept where you are now to help the people that you helped who needed you at that time.
Oh, yeah,
so
I know I did.
Time to
yeah.
move forward. Yeah,
I know that. I do know. I really
yeah,
do
I felt that too, and that's why I used the term in divine timing at the beginning of all this, because, you know, you are where you're supposed to be. You always are where you're needed and where you can allow yourself to go, and that's what we're trying to change is just make sure that there's no stuck energy from the habit, if you will, the habitual pattern of not having a job
right.
that is blocking you from being in a whole new energy to burst out into what you've been, you know, in a dormancy of
yes.
for a while.
That's
mm-hmm.
true. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
okay,
but I'm sorry.
Okay,
we're going to have to move on. We're going to have
okay,
to move on
you.
To the next caller quickly.
All righty, bye-bye.
Because
God
we're not
bless.
Going to fit your
thank
beautiful
you,
meditation
you
in. Thank you for your call, Tanya. Ring back
uh-huh.
and let us know how you went on.
Okay, I will.
In the future. Okay, because I know you'll get something. Right
okay.
then, and we're going to bring area code 717 on very quickly, Laura, because
okay.
we need, if you want to get your meditation in, if not, we'll just
okay.
take callers. But where are you calling from, 717, and what's your name, please?
Hi, Laura. This is Corrine in Pennsylvania. Hi,
Corrine. Pennsylvania. Lovely.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in quite a while.
Well, how can we help you? And I better ask Jeannie how much time I have.
Just a few minutes. Just, you know,
okay,
just maybe,
so,
as fast
okay,
as you
so
can.
We're going to do some speed healing. Go ahead, Corrine. How can we help?
Okay, speed healing then. Basically, do you see anything? I'm having thyroid issues and other things going on. And I'm in the middle of doing a cross-country move, and I'm lagging really bad in energy and need some help, please.
Okay. Well, again, I don't do readings, and I definitely don't do medical intuitive readings. So I'm going to skip over the thyroid as a confirmation or, you know, a reading side of it. But we will certainly send energy there for your highest healing and for you to have some energy and rejuvenation. But I do want to say thyroid and energy are linked. Definitely check
mm-hmm.
with your physician and make sure that
yes.
you're doing what you need to do medically, okay? So
yes.
that and, you know, moving is hard and takes energy, or it can if it's a big move. So give yourself the time and space to rest. And I say that as somebody who just moved, and I didn't do that, and I hit a number of walls along the way.
Yeah.
And,
do you know?
Oh, I do. In fact, just today I was thinking, you know, it was easier to house two children in my womb for 7 months, twins, than it was to make this move in three. So, but, you know, honor yourself in to the degree you're able in the move process. So let's just jump on the energy.
Masta kaiwa kochi akota. Shimakai eleki alakota kasa. Aleki alo kaiwa. Masta kai umakai eleki alakota kasa. Ale, alo, ala, ana, Umaka siwa, umakai, ala. Walakaiwa kotakasi, alakai umakai eleki alakota kasa. Ana, 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 ala.
Now I feel some spiraling energy. I don't know if you're feeling that clockwise spiral in your core,
mm-hmm.
but energy flowing where it was some block.
Oh, good. That's
yeah.
what I need. Definitely.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, blessings. You know, you just got to be really present. It take you know, especially because there's so much to do that you really have to give yourself some breath. My mistake was I kept putting off all the fun, joy things, social things, because it's like, well, when I get this done, then I'll feel freer to enjoy all that. And it just never got done. I mean, I'm still not done, and it's been, you know, almost 4 months. And now I realize I should have given myself little hour breaks to enjoy things in between, even if it's just lunch with a friend or, you know, go and enjoy the sunset with my husband on the porch, you know. So give yourself those little oxygen breaks.
Yes, that would be great. That's what I'm going to do is join my husband all the way over in New Mexico. So it's like, whew, just trying to get there.
Okay. Good, good. All right, blessings, Kareem.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate it here.
Thank you for your call, Kareem. Thanks a lot, and thank you for
the
lovely advice there, Laura. And so, shall we get on with our ceremonies and then on with the lovely meditation that we have? For we do have a lovely video that we can play right now. So I'm just going to post the link in the chat room. If it will go in, probably won't. There we are. And if you want to do that, Gary, and tell people what to do with the players, I'll just
I
get on the studio and do the countdown, if that's okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
Gary.
Bear with
me here just a moment, and I'm going to go ahead and put that link in there, too. There we go. Just everybody go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull up the player. Pause the player and mute the sound. And when you have done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And Jen Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will synchronize us all and get us to play the video in unison and synchronize the sound at the same time. So, as we're waiting for the hearts to come up in the chat room, there's my heart. I'm ready. I'm waiting for everyone else.
And there's mine.
Okay.
Okay, I'll get back in the studio and sort that sound out. Okay, so if you've all pulled up your players, I shall just count you down. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. Thank you. Right, now it's time to light our candles. And we light our candles to set our intention and to remind ourselves that we are all part of the great light. And I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. And I've also lit the Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere and creates positivity in order for us to call in the light. And we're going to ask Patricia Corey to call the light in. Thank you, Patricia.
Upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space
that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Here we are. We are love. We are benevolent light. We are peace, joy, everlasting, shimmering, crystalline frequencies of divine love. We join you to uplift, embolden, and assist you to rise into the more that you are, to make space for the blessings knocking at your door, to release your burdens, that which no longer serves you, and to find hope and peace and renewal in the days ahead as you move into the fall in the northern realms and into the spring in the southern. There is so much awaiting you in the days and years ahead. Glorious moments you cannot yet imagine. You are being guided, each of you, as you will allow it. There is so much help present at this time on the earth. We are your brothers and sisters of the light. We know you well. We show you the way home to that which you already are in the vaster aspects of your being. We know that it is hard for you to imagine from your current perspective, but we ask you to just keep putting one foot in front of the other with hope and faith and trust and knowing, listening to that inner voice that rings true from your heart. It will guide you if you will let it. Release your doubts and fears, so much questioning about yourself. Am I enough? Can I do this? What if I am alone? Who will help me? How will I manage? I have so many fears. Who am I to think I could be great and wonderful and so much more? We hear your prayers, your cries, your pleas, and we are here to remind you, you are not alone, and we are here to uplift you to the degree you will allow it. Today we wish to offer energy frequency alignments to help you deal with the times ahead. Those in the north heading into the winter months that can be so challenging for many, the dark days. But these days hold a gift, for while it is cold outside, you go inside. And it is an opportunity to spend more time being, as the activity reduces in the doingness of life. You have the opportunity to spend more time indoors. And perhaps you will take the opportunity to spend more time going deep within yourself as well as within your homes. We bid you take some time within yourself, by yourself, to know yourself. Listen to the questions arising in your heart, in your mind. Start to evaluate and question the beliefs you hold so dearly that were given to you from childhood on. Hold them up to the light. Do they still make sense for you? Are they still appropriate? Were they ever? What have you taken on as your truth without considering the truth of it? These months of fall and winter, go inward and take the time to be still and just feel the love of God around you, surrounding you, uplifting you in the many forms of your guides and angels, the ascended masters, those who you call upon because you resonate with them, you feel you know them. Call on them, the archangels, they will join you. The earth energies, the earth and animal kingdoms. They want you to recognize them, even in their slumber of the winter days. They are conscious. They can respond to you. Get to know them in your quiet moments. Reach out with your energy hands and see what a rock or a tree or any other part of the world around you feels like when you respond to it from your heart. Even when the flowers are dormant, there is much around you that you can connect with and feel. Open your mouth and catch the snowflakes. They are all beautiful sacred geometries. Just imagine all those individual, distinct, unique templates one beautiful, listening body of snow. Just as you humans, just as the many species, are all distinct and unique, and yet part of the oneness. So take some time deciding what you're ready to let go of. Evaluate what you no longer need. What is a burden? What is abusive to you? What is taking up your time and consciousness and space? What are you making yourself available for that no longer serves your truest expression of self, of the divine light and love that you are? And take some time in the southern hemisphere to enjoy the spring as it leads into summer. For you are in the seasons of new beginning, ripe for the picking. Hold your clear manifestations, your visions, your intentions. Be clear in your mind. Be ready to receive what is perfect for you, even if you don't understand it. Look for the synchronicities. Look for the delicious moments that bring you something special and sweet that you have been asking for. Enjoy the fresh foods, the dormancy of winter over, and the renewal, the vitality, and the new sun's energy filling all the fruits and vegetables available to you. Enjoy the season. Enjoy the blessings of abundance and be very intentional as you make space to receive new opportunities, new beginnings. And remember to plant new seeds for your mind, your thought, your intentions. New seeds you want to manifest, new seeds of love, peace, hope, and joy, abundance and prosperity. And prepare yourselves to enjoy the season, and then come your fall, be prepared to go inward and release even more than before, cleansing the palate, cleansing the slate, creating a pristine space for the following season to receive even more. With that introduction and greeting and heartfelt welcome, we ask you all to join us by opening your hearts to receive a gift, a blessing, for renewal, for letting go what no longer serves you. Old patterns, they may be many lifetimes old, eons even. Be ready to lay them down. We will help you dissolve them. Be ready to receive new beginnings, new opportunities, the answer to your prayers. For as you let go and cleanse and clear and release, you make space to receive. And that is a beautiful thing. And we ask you to trust and pay attention to the messages around you. And most of all, to hold gratitude every day and say thanks for what is. Begin to be comfortable with the isness of life instead of resisting and struggling. Make yourselves available to just be present.
Thank you.
and we're just going to bring Laura back on to tell us about where you can hear the rest of her Language of Light CD and the Renewal Meditation. Are you there, Laura?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I'm so sorry. Yes, we're running out of time. That's the trouble
right.
of this show.
Well, it sounds like the music playing part went over top of the actual light language part that went with the message in English. So that you all can get that, I am currently creating a post on my website at laurapierrat.com, and it'll be the most recent post. I will post it today for the equinox tomorrow. But if you go there, you'll be able to download the MP3 and listen to it at your leisure on your own and really work with those energies for, again, that renewal process, for that releasing what no longer serves you to make space to receive the new. So we're really focused on being very present to go into the dormancy, fully embracing it and releasing and receiving the renewal of spring, fully ready to plant new, to harvest the new seeds that you plant in the dormant periods. So that will be a gift to you on my website. I'll put it up today, and it'll be the energies for the equinox.
And it's very powerful, so just go along there and join Laura with that. And thank you so much for being our special guest, Laura. And,
oh, my pleasure.
thank you to Gary, and thank you to the callers for calling in. Join us next week for J.J. Higgins and the History and Hierarchy of Angels. And see you next week. Thank you so much. I'm going to play out with a bit more of the Language of Light, Laura. So good night. God bless everyone. And
good night, everyone.
See you next week.
Thank
Bye,
you,
Gary.
Everyone. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you,
callers.
We love you. It would be
5 to 10 minutes, and when I looked at it and saw 15, I nearly fell through my chair. But anyway, I think we just managed to get the gist of it out to people. And if you get loads of traffic to a website, that'd be good, won't it?
If we what?
if you get loads of traffic to your website, that would be good.
Sure. Whenever I'm channeling, I don't really pick the time frame. I mean, I can ask them to do a short channel or whatever, but I didn't have that insight. I just channeled in, and that's what came through. So it's not, you know, what I would have to modify in the future is more, if I create a meditation, what I'll have to modify is how much time we put into the other music pieces or the chat or chatting.
Oh, yeah. If I'd known it for so long, I wouldn't have bothered with the video. You know,
right. I kind of wondered why you were doing the same video we did once before. You were playing music and video from a previous episode, and I thought you probably wanted something new each time, so that's why I was trying to generate some new music.
That wasn't the same one, was it?
Yeah, the Aramaic
that was
Lord's
a complete,
Prayer.
Well, that was a complete sort of accident then, because I didn't know that was it. Anyway, that was a complete accident. So, I know what you're saying about when you're channeling, you can't put a time on it.
If I know in advance and I'm doing like a, you know, all my healing sessions, my guides know they have to tailor it to fit an hour, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just that if I don't know and I'm just giving them their space to work, then, then it's done. And then it's hard to end.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Oh, Gary, I guess, is that Gary's asking, shall he end the episode?
Well, is it not ended itself? Usually does, doesn't it?
He's on Skype.
I'll just get on the, I'll just do it. Oh, I think he's done it right. Okay. Can you hear us talking then?
Gary. It's recorded. when I'm on a different show, they usually have a good hour after the show ends that's still recording and can be posted. So we do a two-hour show when I'm doing the Bonnie Albers on Air show. We do a two-hour show, but I'll continue taking callers, and it'll be recorded in the archives for the whole next hour.
Oh, well, I don't think it does it on this one.
Oh, okay.
Because we do 90 minutes, and some people can extend their shows, but I don't extend mine because it's already sort of like 20 to 12 here now, which is quite late here.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
I go brain dead by 10 o'clock in any case.
So Gary's saying I need to run, so go ahead and end it when you can.
I've not got the facility. It's gone.
So I'll tell him, please,
it's all right.
Show.
No, it's all right. I'll do it now. It's